Now we come to the 92nd Psalm, and when we come to this Psalm, we find it has an inscription here, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. And we find here this is a time of praise. And it naturally follows that messianic psalm. But you find out when you come here for a time of praise and worship and adoration, that's what the Sabbath was given for. But wait just a minute. The worship here is connected with an earthly sanctuary. And it actually is looking forward to the day back in Jerusalem when there'll be an earthly sanctuary again. And his redeemed people are going to worship there. Now, the worship of believers today is just a little bit different. The time has now come when true worshipers worship God neither in the mountain of Samaria or yonder in Jerusalem. We are today to worship the Father and the Son in spirit and in truth. We are made into a kingdom of priests unto God to serve Him, not in an earthly sanctuary, but to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so it opens on this glorious note. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. You want to do a good thing today? Do your good turn? All right, give thanks unto the Lord right now, wherever you are. Just give thanks to the Lord. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. You can thank him in the morning. I always thank him in the morning. I must confess, I forget sometimes at night. But in the morning, I always thank him for a new day, his loving kindness that's brought me to a new day. But when you go to bed at night, the thing that you can thank him for is his faithfulness. He brought you through the day. And I think it's quite an undertaking to bring Vernon McGee through any day. It's wonderful to have a God that will do that. This is a glorious, wonderful psalm. Now, it mentions down here, verse 6, a brutish man knoweth not. Or, the New Scofield puts it, a stupid man knoweth not. Neither doth a fool understand this. That's all right. I think that's very good. And in this psalm of praise, which I think is a millennial psalm, and it looks forward to the future, time of worshiping again on the Sabbath day. I don't worship on the Sabbath day. I worship on the first day of the week. My Lord was dead on the Sabbath day, but he came back from the dead on the first day of the week, and we remember that. Now, will you notice that we have here the Most High. That's a millennial name for God, by the way. And this is a great millennial psalm that we're in. Now it looks back in retrospect to earthly conditions. When? Well, to man down here, the man we saw in the 90th psalm. Man is brutish. Scripture says he doesn't walk upright. He thinks he does, but doesn't. And he doesn't walk and look up to God. He looks down and he grovels in the filth of sin. He's a fool. He lacks good sense. He cannot understand because God says the foolish heart is darkened. And this brutish man, he denies God. And he lives like a brute. He lives like an animal. Lives like a pig, by the way. Many live just like that. As if God does not exist, just eat and grunt and sleep and rest and work, and that's it. That's life for them. What a beautiful picture, though, that we have brought before us when we get to verse 11. Mine eyes shall witness as to mine enemies. Mine heart shall hear about the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Well, now that's interesting. He shall grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Now, the palm tree has been an emblem of victory, and the cedar tree denotes strength and seriousness. That's the picture of the righteous that are walking in fellowship with God, I think, even today.